So when Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu the tzivui, ultimately, and tells Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not a chumash in here. Okay, tells Moshe Rabbeinu. Tells Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately to prepare the nation. So the pasuk says this is in Perek Yutes, pasuk Yud. Perek Yutes, pasuk Yud. Is that a chumash? Oh, thank you so much. So Perek Yutes, pasuk Yud. Going to say once more, so I could stall until I get to the pasuk. I don't know if I mentioned Perik Yutes pasuk Yud. So Vayomer Hashem Moshe, the Shmaya who says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech el Am, go to the nation, Vikidashtem Hayom Umachar, sanctify them today and tomorrow, Vichipsu Simlosam, and tell them to launder their clothing. So we'll say launder their clothing, of course, means go to the mikvah, right? So remember again, this is the famous drasha where in Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kidashtem Hayom Umachar." I need 2 days of preparation. We'll say this. Remember again, we saw the Gemara that says there are certain things that Moshe Rabbeinu added on. Hosif Moshe Rabbeinu bin Daito, v'hiskim Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Certain things that Moshe Rabbeinu added on by himself, and God agreed. What did Moshe Rabbeinu add on over here? 3 days, or an additional day. That's why we have shloshes miagbala. We have 3 days of preparation, and for Kabbalah Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu only mandated 2. V'kidashtem Hayom Umachar. So we'll say, I want to share with you what I think is just a life-changing vart by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It's actually quoted by the Beis Avram in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. So we'll say, listen to this. Kan Ramza Torah. So the Baal Shem Tov says here, V'kidash Hayom Umachar, the Torah hints to us, Tachsis mitachsis yamachamas yitzahara. And we'll say, in this phrase, V'kidashim Hayom Umachar, it will say, is contained the very battle with the Yitzhara, but also the very ingredient for success against the Yitzhara. So listen to this. She Yitzhara mefata la'adam. The Yitzhara often says to us, it will say, again, we saw this in Mesilas Yisharim. The Yitzhara doesn't try to get me to sin. Why? Because the Yitzhara knows that we're tzaddikim, and I know that chait is wrong. So I'm gonna figure out how to muster up the courage not to sin. So how does the Yitzhara get me? The Yitzhara says, Rak ot hayom shma bekoli, v'hachel mimachar taschel his kaddish. The Yitzhara says, listen, I know you want to be kaddish. I know you want to be holy, but listen to me. What's the rush? What's the rush? You'll get started on the new you. You'll turn that new page, right? You'll turn over a new, right? You'll begin. But when? When?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, what's the rush? Listen, it's already 6:41. Half of the day is gone already. Right? Don't worry about it. You start it tomorrow. It's Shabbos. It's such a good day for Eschachus. It's wonderful. It's a short day. You've got so much to do. Today's not the day to change. Today's not the day to be great. Today's not the day to turn over a new leaf. You'll get to it tomorrow. But really, tomorrow's really going to be that day. That's the Tachboles HaYetzer. Right? This is again in the Shara Zeros. The Ranchal talks about this. This is how the Yetzer Hara works. Everything is always about tomorrow. Anything you want to do, the most beautiful, noble goals, it's great. Today's just not such a great day to accomplish great things. Va'ala Adam Lahashivo. So therefore, what does the person answer to the Yitzhara? Lo. Ki nafachu, hayon eineni shomea bekolecha. So says the Baal Shem Tov something amazing. What is it you have to answer to the Yitzhara? No. I disagree. Today I'm not going to listen to your voice. Today I'm not going to listen to your voice. Umachar nira ulai eshma lekolecha ulai lo. Tomorrow, I can't control tomorrow. Maybe I'm going to be pious tomorrow. Maybe I'm not going to be pious tomorrow. I don't know. I can't control tomorrow. The only thing I can control is what Rabbo say? Is today is the now. And therefore says the Lashad Rabbo say, listen to how he teaches this pasuk. Vikidashtem hayom. Rabbo say, the job of the Jew is to say like this, right now it's today. Right now it's now. I have control over what I do right now in this moment. I have control over the day that is in front of me. And what am I going to do? V'kidashtem hayom. I am going to make today holy. I am going to capitalize on the moments that literally are within my grasp right now. Hayom ani miskadesh v'chol mechir. Umachar eshkol ve'edam ma'la'asos. Tomorrow, I don't know what tomorrow's going to be. So I can't make really too many plans for tomorrow. And I can't make too many promises for tomorrow. I'll deal with tomorrow when tomorrow comes. So we'll say here, how the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh punctuates this pasuk. Again, you look at this inside your chumash later on. Yud tes yud. V'kidashtem hayom. Exclamation point. Sanctify today, Rabbosai. seize the moment. The carpe diem, seize the moment. Seize today, maximize the moment you have, because that's what you control in life. How you use the now, how you use the present, how you use the day right in front of you, Rabbi Osei, that is the only thing that we control in life. Umachar, Rabbi Osei, so the Baal Shem Tov punctuates like this. V'kidashtem ayom, exclamation point. Actually, it's triple exclamation point. V'kidashtem ayom with an emoji on it, right? V'kidashtem ayom. You have to sanctify today because that's all I control. Umachar? Umachar is with a question mark. Aye, what about tomorrow? Can't tell you about tomorrow. Don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. See, what I'll do is, when tomorrow becomes today, I'll switch the umachar to what? To what? To ukidashtem hayom. So when tomorrow becomes today, I'll move the machar to yom, and I'll move tomorrow to the machar. Rabbi Osei says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that becomes the way the Jew lives successfully. First of all, to combat the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara's greatest tool is the tool of procrastination, is the tool of kicking the can. Rabbi Osei, if something is important enough to get done, it's important enough to get done now. Because if you don't get it done now, Rabbi Osei, we know this, we don't need the Baal Shem Tov to tell us this because we live this every single day. If it doesn't get done now, Rabbi Osei, then chances are it doesn't get done. That's how we combat the Yitzhara. V'kidashtem hayom. But I say, all that Kadosh Baruch Hu asks of us is sanctified today. Maximize today. Take advantage of today. Do what you have to do today. Umachar, tomorrow, who knows what tomorrow will bring? That's the great question mark in life. So Rabbi Osei, we should be Zoche Mirat Hashem to live our life by this mantra. We should be Zoche Mirat Hashem. It's the great part about being the Baal Shem Tov. You could punctuate even the psukim of the Ribono Shel Olam's Torah any way you want. Rabbi Osei, this is the true punctuation. We should be zochem Yeretz Hashem to live lives of where we focus on v'kidashtem hayom. Sanctify, take advantage of the day we have in front of us. Maximize the opportunities that are right in front of us. Umachar, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is the great question mark, which Yeretz Hashem will be zochem to deal with when we get to it.